Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Sunday, August 7th, 2022. The tarot card for today is Judgment, and this is a really beautiful card. It comes to us from the Orion's Tarot by artist Ambi Sun. Now, this is not one of the easier days, okay, in the month of August. This is overall, I'm going to say, a more difficult month. I mean, they've all been difficult, I think, but this one is also to bring about change. And we have today an aspect known as Mars square Saturn. And Mars is your passion and your drive, and you're probably really wanting to do things to accomplish your changes. But at the same time, Saturn is like, you know, just this big old wet blanket party pooper, you know, authority figure saying no and always putting the brakes on everything. You know, it's very restricting. So when we feel this, it kind of really just, you know that feeling you get when you're maybe feeling a little off or a little down or, you know, just eh. And Saturn has a way of bringing that about, you know, where you think you had all these ideas and all these plans and all these things that you wanted to do. Stick with what you know. Don't try to start anything new today. That, first of all. But, you know, let's talk about this card because it means so many different things. But one of the ones that I really like is, you know, the fact that it is karmic in nature, and it has a great deal to do with your decisions. Your decision making, not so much the process, but, you know, your calling, like what you're being called to do. So there could be a very strong pull that is there for you right now, you know, asking you, because I always see it as like major life decisions, maybe not the biggest of your life, but sometimes things, you know, that you would not normally entertain. And, you know, you have to decide what is going to work for you. And we all, you know, the saying, you know, marching to the beat of your own drummer. That's kind of what this card can be like, right? When you hear that call, are you going to answer it? Or are you going to say, yes, that's for me? And that's, you know, when you rise up and you go for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a moment here. And I still feel, I know those who listen to me and my subscription services probably understand a little bit better, because this is like you ever see one of those things that you move with your hands? It's like a wheel. It's probably an exercise machine, I'm seeing in my head. But you have to turn it, and it looks like a wheel. And one handle is one way, and one handle is the other way. They're not even. You're not, you know, like rowing. It's uneven, and that's how this feels to me. I know it sounds a little crazy, but it's that churning kind of feeling that August is working on. As you try to make your changes, it's not all easy, it's not all pretty, but it happens, all right? But it's just not smooth. That's the best way that I can put it. Now, let me see what else we might have going on here. The moon is in fun-loving Sagittarius, and it will be trying Jupiter in Aries. And this is a feel-good aspect. Now, does that influence the square with Mars and Saturn? I don't know if it pumps our hopes up or if it helps soften the blow. All right, you'll have to be the judge of all of this, you know, when your day is complete and see how it all went for you. But I do think that there are some favorable elements that are here which can help you to overlook what all that is about. Now, we also have the sun trining the moon today and Venus trining Neptune. So it might depend on who you are. It might depend on, you know, other things in your cosmic makeup. But I like it. I think overall there is a possibility here to have a good Sunday. And if you are able to, you know, take this beautiful card today and to use it to your advantage, all right, there's even an awakening that's here, right? And it could be you awakening to what it is you're supposed to be doing, you know, like where you blossom almost in a sense. I don't know if that's quite the right word I want to use, but I really feel that there is something going on, because I am telling you, there is so much more to come in these next couple of months. So when you hear the call, heed the call. Ask yourself, is that for me? Is that what I want? Is that what I would love to do? And take it from there. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.